No, they did not. You join me here, and it was full time, and St Michael's have grabbed a dramatic late winner. It has finished St Michael's 1-12, Four Masters 1-11, and the hero of the hour is Edward O'Reilly. He only came on in the 56th minute, but he found himself all alone late in this match, the 65th minute. He could have went for goal, but elected to take the sensible option and fired over. And well, it was a heartbreaking defeat for Four Masters, who've led for so much of this match, but ultimately it was all in vain. I suppose it was a tough day for St Michael's. They'll be pleased to come through it. Martin McElhinney didn't start, came on, then went off injured. Colin McFadden, who was excellent for them, he also went off injured, but they still managed to dig out the result, and it was one that they needed, and it keeps their championship hopes alive. And they'll be waiting to see the draw tomorrow evening to see who they get in the fourth game, and to see who they'll get, and is there a possibility of getting through to the quarterfinals of the Donegal Senior Football Championship. Carlos O'Reilly's goal in the 7th minute helped St Michael's onto a great start in this match, and they led by 1-3 to 2 points. But then Killian Faulkner got a goal in the 20th minute, and that helped Four Masters get a foothold in the match, and they actually led by a point at half time. And in the second half, well, Conor McMonagall was fantastic for Four Masters, and he kicked 2 points, and Leo McHugh was also on target as they moved 4 points ahead in the 40th minute. But Andrew Kelly had an important point for St Michael's, and then Colin McFadden, as always when he was needed, he landed 3 points that reduced their deficit to 1 point. Conor McMonagall came back in the 55th minute and scored a point for Four Masters to make it 111 to 19. Colin McFadden then went off with an injury, and you were thinking at that stage that Four Masters were surely going to get their first victory of the senior championship, but it wasn't to be. Michael Langan with a free in the 57th minute, and in the 62nd minute, Andrew Kelly came up the feed and he levelled the scoring at 111 apiece. There was still time to play on, and in the 65th minute, Edward O'Reilly curled over the bar to win the game for St Michael's. A big victory it was for St Michael's. Interesting for anybody, I suppose, listening in there, the St Michael's team, reserve team, are warming up here, and there's a certain Mark Anthony McGinley wearing number 14, the Finn Harps goalkeeper. So that match hasn't started yet, but it'll be interesting to see if he togs out in that one. But the real story here today is that St Michael's have come through with a narrow but very valuable victory. Four Masters put up a great effort, but their game ultimately ends in defeat. Full time score here at Tyrconnell Park. It is Four Masters 111. It is St Michael's 112.